This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
So glad you're here today, every day, of course. Thanks for being part of the show. 855-839-1210. I mentioned to you Bernie Sanders was called out in his 1980s comments about Fidel Castro. If any candidate's going to be influenced by Russia, it's Bernie. Because, come on, kids, let's face it. The guy is a guy who's professed a deep and profound admiration for many of the Soviet Union policies, including their transportation system. And he's praised Cuba, and he's praised other dictators around the world. He loves their models of free health care and public transit and literacy, for example. Now, Bernie Sanders leads a Pennsylvania primary poll with a close race against Trump. But I don't believe that for a second. I think Bernie Sanders would get destroyed by Donald Trump in most places. The reason why right now, though, Bernie's leading everything is because the media attention around Bernie is huge. But remember something, Bernie's numbers have not changed that much since 2016. So the idea that he's gotten more support since then, he hasn't. But he certainly has very, very passionate and loyal supporters. There's no doubt about that. No doubt. And the DNC is going to try to do everything they possibly can to stop him from becoming president. Because you know what? If he runs for president, a lot of this stuff of him praising Fidel Castro, like how does that play in Florida, for example, if he runs for president? If he's a nominee, he gets killed in Florida with comments like that. Or the other times he's praised Russia. This is him on 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper defending his 1980s comments about Fidel Castro. Cut 16.
Back in the 1980s, Sanders had some positive things to say about the former Soviet Union and the Sandinistas in Nicaragua.
And everybody was totally convinced.
Here he is explaining why the Cuban people didn't rise up and help the U.S. overthrow Cuban leader Fidel Castro.
And he educated the kids, gave them health care, totally transformed the society.
We're very opposed to the authoritarian nature of Cuba. But, you know, it's unfair to simply say everything is bad. You know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing? Even though Fidel Castro did it?
There's a lot of dissidents imprisoned in Cuba.
That's right.
And they got
and
books.
We condemn that.
And they got coloring books. He gave them all markers and books.
I do not think that Kim Jong-un is a good friend. I don't trade
He doesn't give books to anybody.
Dictator. Vladimir Putin, not a great friend of mine.
Not a great friend, a good friend. But I'm working on that. Still mad about me not inviting him to my wedding in Russia, but we're working on it.
He holds grudges.
He holds grudges, yeah. I told Vlad, I said, Vlad, you got to get over it, all right? Not a great friend, good friend, better than acquaintance.
Oh, boy.
Hope to be a great friend. That's my goal. Got to have goals. After he won Nevada with the same numbers he won Nevada or lost Nevada to in 2016, 47%, his numbers have not changed, by the way. His numbers have not changed at all from where he was in 2016. But everybody reported out of the media as his massive, massive win for Bernie Sanders. Same as he did in 2016, only he won this time with the same number. It's amazing because there's more candidates now to defuse the opposition to him. So Bernie on his Nevada speech cut one.
So if we stand together, if we do not
Did you
allow-
did you no. like You didn't tinker with that,
did
you?
I did not tinker with that at all.
His megaphone needs some batteries,
oh,
huh?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow. It's, I mean, it's...
And if we stand together...
My God, man.
So if we stand together, if we do not allow Trump and his friends to divide us up, that's what they're trying to do every day.
Wow. Whoa,
they're easy. Trying to divide us up, black and white and Latino, Native American, Asian American, gay and straight. They want to divide us up.
Fake Indian, real Indian.
No, it's...
Weak and powerless. When we stand together,
oh, boy.
When we come together, there is nothing we cannot accomplish.
Man.
Wait. Is that megaphone Bernie or is that real Bernie?
It's, I mean, real Bernie.
What we have,
I think he's doing an impression of megaphone Bernie,
yes.
Though. I think Bernie Sanders is doing an impression of me doing megaphone Bernie.
We have got to do as a country is do everything possible to end the hatred. We are all human beings with common
dreams. You hate
dreams.
Me, I hate you. End the hatred. I hate everybody. And no more handshaking.
And we got to end that hatred. We got to come
except
together.
We should all hate Donald Trump because he's terrible.
Well, yeah, that hatred's
right, that
fine.
Hatred's okay.
End the hatred, except for Donald Trump. He's the most dangerous president ever in my lifetime.
We got to bring people together. And as president, I will do everything I can to do that. And let me tell you this.
We're going to need four or five microphones a day when I'm president.
I mean,
just a cacophony of microphones.
That poor sound guy at that
has to keep
speech.
Adjusting the levels,
I just,
right?
I feel for him. I do.
Our administration will, in fact, look like America.
With broads and no, and black people and black broads and black people
no,
and young people. And...
Megaphone Bernie, that is super offensive.
He's a very offensive person. He's very offensive.
There will be at least one old white guy up there.
That'll be me. But I'll be the only one up there. I'll be the only old white guy, and the only one. The others will be taken out and shot.
No, it's not.
Like my good friend Stalin did.
But you're going to look, when you see that cabinet, when you see that administration, you're going to say, wow, this is what America looks like.
Except they're all commies. They're all going to be commies, but otherwise exactly like what America looks like. But with hammers and sickles and whatnot.
So,
and one old white guy there with my good friend Stalin and Lenin. Vlad Putin, not a great friend.
No.
But holding out hope. He'll come to my inaugural. We'll be good.
We have more.
It's insane.
So when he won, or so when the results came out of the Nevada caucus, he was actually in Texas. So we have a little bit of that speech. You can play as much of this as
Bernie
you want.
Bernie in Texas.
Yeah, it's...
How y'all
no,
doing? Try to be... Should keep it real.
Thank you, San Antonio!
Can I get a giddy up?
No, it's not.
And let me introduce to you the next First Lady of the United States.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
No, it was his wife.
My plan is to leave this old bag and be with her.
I don't. She's a lovely woman, I think. I don't know.
I know.
You will be very proud of her as First Lady.
Oh, boy.
After I pardon her when she sends to federal prison. Well, she's under investigation.
Yeah, that is actually true.
On day one, I will pardon this broad, and you'll be very proud of her.
Maybe you won't.
That's the amazing thing, right? Baby, I wish I could help. Well, but my lawyers are saying there's nothing I can do.
But you're the president, sir.
They're saying it'd be a conflict of interest. There's nothing I can do.
Today in Texas, we were in El Paso. We're here now. Don't tell anybody. I don't want to get them nervous. We are going to win the Democratic primary in Texas.
Can I get a giddy up, y'all? Can I get a giddy up, y'all?
And you know,
I'm going to take my horse. to the Old Town Road.
No.
Going to ride.
No, that's a song. We don't need to sound hip.
Cowboy Bernie.
No,
Megaphone Bernie.
Megaphone Bernie does not need to seem hip like he knows the new current songs.
By the way, he did get an endorsement from Marianne Williamson.
Did he really?
Yeah, she said he's the leader of the revolution.
Wow. Well, she knows the dead, so.
Yeah, so.
Is she still in it?
No, no, but she's Oprah's spiritual advisor. She's right. Very spiritual. She's in touch with the spirits.
Yes.
The living and the dead.
Gets very, very upset easily. So don't tell him that we're going to beat him here in Texas.
Trump, he's talking about.
Right. When I was a kid, I played cowboys and Indians. Now I play cowboys and fake Indians against Elizabeth Warren.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.